Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from my show, The Good Life, Holy Quran and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. Alhamdulillah. We are building a school here in Compton, and we ask you, beg you, plead with you, implore you to join us and help us. Alhamdulillah. For the children. Allahu Akbar. We say, A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajeem, with God's name. A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajeem. We seek Allah's help from Satan and rejected. We say, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, with God's name, the merciful, benefactor, merciful redeemer. We start with Al-Fatiha. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. We read one-thirdness of the Holy Quran, and we are at Surah 18, Al-Kahf, number 75. This is the 16th 30th. He answered, Did I not tell thee that thou canst have no patience with me? Moses said, If I ever ask thee about anything after this, keep me not in thy company. Then wouldst thou have received full excuse from my side? Then they proceeded until when they came to the inhabitants of a town, they asked them for food, but they refused them hospitality. They found there a wall on the point of falling down, but he set it up straight. Moses said, If thou hast wished, surely thou couldst have exacted some recompense for it. He answered, This is the parting between me and thee. Now will I tell thee the interpretation of those things over which thou wast unable to hold patience. As for the boat, it belonged to certain men in dire want. They pile in the water, but I but wish to render it unserviceable. For there was after them a certain king who seized on every boat by force. As for the youth, his parents were people of faith. We feared that he would grieve them by obstinate rebellion and ingratitude to Allah and man. So we desired that their Lord would give them in exchange a son better in purity of conduct and closer in affection. As for the wall, it belonged to two youths, orphans in the town. There was beneath it a buried treasure to which they were entitled. Their father had been a righteous man. So thy Lord desires that they should attain their age of full strength and get out their treasure of mercy and favor from thy Lord. I did it not of my own accord. Such is the interpretation of those things over which thou wast unable to hold patience. They asked thee concerning Dhul al-Qarnayn, say, I rehearse to you something of his story. Verily we established his power on earth. We gave him the ways and means to all ends. One such way he followed until when he realized the setting, until when he reached the setting of the sun, he found it set in a spring of murky water. Near it he found a people. We said, O Dhul al-Qarnayn, thou hast authority either to punish them or teach them or treat them with kindness. He said, Whoever doth wrong, him shall we punish. Then shall he be sent back to his Lord, and he will punish him with a punishment unheard of before. But whoever believes and works righteousness, he shall have a goodly reward, and easy will be his task, as we order it by our command. Then followed he another way, until when he came to the rising of the sun, he found it rising on a people for whom we had provided no covering protection against the sun. He left them as they were. We completely understood what was before him. Then followed he another way until when he reached a track between two mountains, he found beneath them a people who scarcely understood a word. They said, O Dhul al-Qarnayn, the Gog and Magog people, do great mischief on earth. Shall we then render thee tribute in order that thou mightest erect a barrier between us and them? He says, the power in which my Lord has established me is better than tribute. Help me, therefore, with strength and labor. I will erect a stronger barrier between you and them. Bring me blocks of iron at length. When he had filled up the space between the two steep mountain sides, he said, blow with your bellows. Then when he had made it red as fire, he said, bring me that I may pour over it molten lead. Thus were they made powerless to scale it or to dig through it. He said, this is a mercy from my Lord. For when the promise of my Lord comes to pass, he will make it into dust. And the promise of my Lord is true. On that day, we shall leave them to surge like waves on another. The trumpet will be blown, and we shall collect them all together, and we shall present hell that day for unbelievers to see all spread out. Unbelievers whose eyes had been under a veil from remembrance of me, and who had been unable even to hear. Do the unbelievers think that they can take my servants as protectors besides me? Verily, we have prepared hell for the unbelievers for their entertainment. Say, shall we tell you of those who lose most in respect of their deeds, those whose efforts have been wasted in this life, while they thought that they were acquiring good in their works? They are those who deny the signs of their Lord and the fact that having to meet him in the hereafter, vain will be their works, nor shall we on the day of judgment give them any weight. This is their reward, hell, because they rejected faith and took my signs and my messengers by way of jest. As to those who believe and work righteous deeds, they have for their entertainment the gardens of paradise, wherein they shall dwell. For I, no change will they wish for themselves. Say, if the ocean were ink, wherewith to write out the words of our Lord, sooner would the ocean be exhausted than would the words of my Lord. Even if we added another ocean like it for its aid, say, I am but a man like yourselves, but the inspiration has come to me that your God is one God. Whoever expects to meet his Lord, let him work righteousness, and in the worship of his Lord, admit no one as partner. Alhamdulillah. We're on our way to Surah 19, Maryam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Allah Akbar. Maryam. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah. The Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad Education. Alhamdulillah. Kahayah Ain Saud. This is the recital of the mercy of thy Lord to his servant Zachariah. Behold, he cried to his Lord in secret, praying, O my Lord, infirm indeed are my bones, and the hair of my head doth glisten with gray. But never am I unblessed, O my Lord, in my prayer to thee. Now I feared what my relatives and colleagues will do after me, but my wife is barren, so give me an heir as from thyself, one that will truly represent me and represent the posterity of Jacob, and make him, O my Lord, one with whom thou art well pleased. His prayer was answered, O Zechariah, we gave thee good news of a son. His name shall be Yahya. A none by that name have we conferred distinction before. He said, O my Lord, how shall I have a son when my wife is barren and I have grown quite decrepit from old age? He said, so it will be, thy Lord saith, that is easy for me. I did indeed create thee before when thou hadst been nothing. Zechariah said, O my Lord, give me a sign. That sign was the answer shall be that thou shalt speak to no man for 3 nights, although thou art not dumb. So Zechariah came not to his people from his chamber. So Zechariah came out to his people from the chamber. He told them by signs to celebrate Allah's praises in the morning and in the evening. To his son came the command, O Yahya, take hold of the book with might. We gave him wisdom even as a youth. And pity, and Yahya, Kitabu bi kuwatin wa ayat tanuhu hukma sabiya. So his son came to command, O Yahya, take hold the book with might. We gave him wisdom even as a youth, and pity for all creatures as from us, and purity he was devout. And kind to his parents, and he was not overbearing or rebellious. So peace on him the day he was born, the day he died, and the day that he will be raised up to life again. Relate in the book the story of Mary when she withdrew from her family to a place in the east. She placed a screen to screen herself from them, and we sent to her our spirit, and he appeared before her as a man in all respects. She said, I seek refuge from thee to Allah, most gracious. Come not near if thou dost fear. Qalat inni a'udhu bi Rahman. Refuge from thee, Rahman. Minka in kuntum. She said, I seek refuge from thee to Allah, most gracious. From not near, thou dost fear Allah. He said, nay, I'm only a messenger from thy Lord to announce to thee the gift of a righteous son. She said, how shall I have a son, seeing that no man has touched me? I am not unchaste. He said, so it will be, that Lord said, that is easy for me. And we wish to appoint him as a sign unto men and a mercy from us. It is a matter so decreed. So she conceived him, and she retired with him to a remote place. And the pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She cried in her anguish, ah, would that I had died before this. Would that I had been a thing forgotten and out of sight. But a voice cried to her from beneath the palm tree, grieve not, for thy Lord hath provided a rivulet beneath thee. And shake towards thyself the trunk of the palm tree. It will let fail fresh ripe dates upon thee. So eat and drink and cool thine eye. And if thou dost see any human, say, I have vowed a fast to Allah, most gracious, and this day will I enter into no talk with any human being. At length, she brought the babe to her people, carrying him in her arms. They said, O Mary, truly an amazing thing hast thou brought. O sister of Aaron, thy father is not a man of evil, nor thy mother a woman unchaste. But she pointed to the babe. They said, how can we talk to one who is a child in the cradle? He said, I am indeed a servant of Allah. He hath given me revelation and made me a prophet. And he hath made me blessed wheresoever I be, and hath enjoined on me prayer and charity as long as I live. He hath made me kind to my mother, and not overbearing or miserable. So peace is on me the day I was born, the day that I die, the day that I shall be raised up to life again. Such was Jesus, the son of Mary. It is a statement of truth about which they vainly dispute. It is not befitting to the majesty of Allah that he should beget a son. Glory be to him when she determines a matter, he only says to it be, and it is. Verily Allah is my Lord and your Lord. Him therefore serve ye. This is the way that is straight. But the sects differ among themselves, and woe to the unbelievers because of the coming judgment of a momentous day. How plainly will they see and hear the day that they will appear before us. But the unjust today are in error manifest. The warm of the day of distress when the matter will be determined. For behold, they are negligent and they do not believe. It is we who will inherit the earth and all beings thereon. To us will they all be returned. Also mentioned in the book, the story of Abraham. He was a man of truth, a prophet. Behold, he said to his father, O my father, why I worship that which heareth not and seeth not, and can profit thee nothing. O my father, to me hath come knowledge which hath not reached thee. So follow me, I will guide thee to a way that is even and straight. O my father, serve not Satan, for Satan is a rebel against Allah, most gracious. O my father, I fear lest a penalty afflict thee from Allah, most gracious, so that thou become to Satan a friend. The father replied, dost thou hate my God, O Abraham? If thou forbear not, I will indeed stone thee. Now get away from me for a good long while. Abraham said, peace be on thee. I will pray to my Lord for thy forgiveness, for he is to me most gracious. I will turn away from you all and from those whom you invoke besides Allah. I will call on my Lord, perhaps by my prayer to my Lord, I shall be not unblessed. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah. 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 Blessed. When he had turned away from them and from those whom they worship besides Allah, we bestowed on him Isaac and Jacob, and each one of them we made a prophet. Eternal regime, and we bestowed of our mercy on them, and we granted them lofty honor on the tongue of truth. Alhamdulillah. Eternal regime. Also mentioned in the books the story of Moses, for he was specially chosen. He was a messenger and a prophet. We called him from the right side of Mount Sinai and made him draw near to us for mystic converse. And out of our mercy, we gave him his brother Aaron, also a prophet. Also mentioned to the book, the story of Ismail. He was strictly true to what he promised, and he was a messenger and a prophet. He used to enjoin of his people prayer and charity, and he was most acceptable in the sight of his Lord. Also mentioned in the book, the case of Idris. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. La ilaha illallah. He was a man of truth, sincerity, and a prophet. He raised him to a lofty state. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. La ilaha illallah. Those were some of the prophets on whom Allah did bestow his grace for the posterity of Adam, and those whom we carried in the ark of Noah, the posterity of Abraham and Israel, and those whom we guided. Alhamdulillah. those were some of the prophets on whom we did the story of grace, and of the posterity of Adam, and of those whom we carried in the ark of Noah, and of the posterity of Abraham and Israel, those whom we guided and chose. Whenever the signs of Allah most gracious were rehearsed to them, they would fall down in prostrate adoration and in tears of All right, but after them, followed the posterity. Who missed prayers and followed after lust. Soon then will they face destruction. Except those who repent and believe and work righteousness, for these will enter the garden, will not be wrong in the least. Guards of eternity, those which Allah was grateful and powers to the servant, the unseen, for his promise must necessarily come to pass. They will not hear any vain discourse, but only salutations of peace, and they will have therein the processes morning and evening, such as the garden, which we give as an inheritance to those of our servants who guard against evil. Angels say, we descend not, but by command of thy Lord. To him belongeth what is before us and what is behind us, what is between, and thy Lord never doth forget. Alhamdulillah. Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them, so worship him, and be constant and patient in his worship. Knowest thou of any who is worthy of the same name as he? Blessed man says, what? When I am dead, shall I then be raised up alive? But does not man call to mind that we created him before out of nothing? So by thy Lord, without doubt, we shall gather them together and also the evil ones with them. Then shall we bring them forth on their knees round about hell. Then shall we certainly draw out from every sect all those who were worse in obstinate rebellion against Allah most gracious. And certainly we know best those who are most worthy of being burned therein. Not one of you will pass over it. This is with thy Lord a decree which must be accomplished. But we shall save those who guarded against evil. And we shall leave the wrongdoers therein humble to their knees. When our clear signs are rehearsed to them, the unbelievers say to those who believe, which is the two sides is best in point of position, which makes the best show in counsel. But how many countless generations before them have we destroyed who were even better in equipment and in glitter to the eye? Say, if anyone goes astray, Allah most gracious extends the rope to them until when they see the warning of Allah being fulfilled, either in punishment or in the approach of the hour. They will at length realize who is worst in position and who is weakest in forces. And Allah does advance and guidance those who seek guidance. And the things that endure, good deeds are best in the sight of thy Lord as reward and best in respect of their eventual returns. Hast thou then seen the sort of man who rejects our signs, that says, I shall certainly be given wealth and children? Has he penetrated to the unseen, or has he taken a contract with Allah most gracious? Nay, we shall record what he says, and we shall add to his punishment. To us shall return all that he talks of, and he shall appear before us bare and alone. and they have taken for worship gods other than Allah to give them power and glory. Instead, they shall reject their worship and become adversaries against them. See, it's not that we have set the evil ones on against the unbelievers to incite them with fury. So make no haste against them, for we but count out to them a limited number of days. The day we shall gather the righteous to Allah, most gracious, like a band presented before a king for honors. And we shall drive the sinners to hell like thirsty cattle driven down to water. None shall have the power of intercession but such a one as he permission or promise from Allah, most gracious. They say Allah, most gracious, has begotten a son. They say Allah, most gracious, has begotten a son. Indeed, ye have put forth a thing most monstrous. Alhamdulillah. Shaheen lakhad jihtun shay'an iza. As if the skies are ready to burst, the earth to split asunder, and the mountains to fall down in utter ruin. As if the skies are ready to burst. The earth to split asunder and the mountains to fall down in utter ruin, that they should invoke a son for Allah, most gracious. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Let's see what this is. This is 1990. That they should invoke a son for Allah, most gracious. For it is not consonant with the majesty of Allah, that most gracious, that he should beget a son. Not one of the beings of the heavens and the earth, but must come to Allah, most gracious, as a servant. He does take an account of them, and faith numbers them all exactly. He does take an account of them, and hath numbered them all exactly. And every one of them will come to him singly on the day of judgment, on those who believe and work righteous deeds. Alhamdulillah, and of those who believe in what deeds of righteousness, will Allah most gracious bestow love. So have we made the Quran easy in thine own tongue, that with it thou mayest give glad tidings to the righteous and warnings to people given to contention. But how many countless generations before them have we destroyed? Canst thou find a single one of them now or hear so much as a whisper of them? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, shaitan rajim, ta'aha, lahi min shaitan, ta'aha manzalna alayka al-Qur'ana liqashka. We have not sent down the Quran to thee to be an occasion for thy distress, but only as an admonition to those who fear Allah, a revelation from him who created the earth and the heavens on high. Allah most gracious is firm establishing the throne of authority. To him belongs what is in the heavens and on earth, all between them and all beneath the soil. If thou pronounce the word aloud, it is no matter, for verily he knoweth what is secret and what is more hidden. Allah, there is no God but he. To him belong the most beautiful names. As the story of Moses reached thee, behold, he saw a fire. So he said to his family, tarry ye, I perceive a fire. Perhaps I can bring you some burning brand. Therefore, or find some guidance at the fire. But when he came to the fire, a voice was heard. O Moses, Ya Musa, verily I am thy Lord. Therefore, in my presence, put off thy shoes. Thou art in the sacred valley, Tuwa. I have chosen thee. Listen then to the inspiration sent to thee. Verily, I am Allah. There is no God but I. And serve thou me only, and establish regular prayer for celebrating my praise. Verily, the hour is coming. My desire is to keep it hidden for every soul to receive its reward by the measure of its endeavor. Therefore, let not such as believe not therein, but follow their own lusts, divert thee therefrom, lest thou perish. And what is that in thy right hand, O Moses? Shaitan, Matilka Biaminika Yamosa. Wa Matilka Biaminika Biaminika Yamosa. He said, this is my rock on it, Aline. Did I bear down fodder from my, I beat down fodder from my flocks, and in it I find other uses. Well, I said, throw it, O Moses. Kala, kala al-kiha, ya Musa. Kala al-kiha, ya Musa. He threw it, and behold, it was a snake active in motion. Fa'al-kaha, fa'izahiyya. Hayatun Hush. Allah said, seize it, fear not. We shall return it at once to its former condition. Alhamdulillah, now draw thy hand close to thy side. It shall come forth white and shining without harm or stain as another sign, or that we may show thee two of our greater signs. So go thou to Pharaoh, for he has indeed transgressed all bounds. Alhamdulillah, I'm at Surah 20, Taha. Taha, alhamdulillah, I'm at 2025. Surah 20, number 25. Alhamdulillah, Moses said, oh, my Lord, expand me my breast. Ease my task from me. Remove the impediment from my speech. Well, he says, wa yasirli amri kala rabbi ashri la sidri wa yasirli amri wa huk wa hukada min isa. So they understand me. Yeah. So they may understand what I say and give me a minister for my family. Aaron, my brother, add to my strength through him and make him share my task that we may celebrate thy praise without stint and remember thee without stint, for thou art he that ever regardeth us. Allah said, granted is thy prayer, O Moses. All praises be to Allah. Allah said, granted is thy prayer, O Moses. He prayed straight out, prayed, and he got it. Salaam alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we're right here at 37.
Okay, right, listen, before I forget, Iman said at 11 o'clock they're going to be passing out halal meat, you know, so... Do you want me to pick some up for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
At 11. I left my daughter, Mia, left. She got shoes and stuff. She left off. So I left it at the masjid, but Iman's wife said bring it Friday, so I might have to go get it. But Iman going to be there at 11, huh?
Well, yeah, I don't know if he should be there. He just said that the meat will be there, you know, and that, you know, it'll be 400 pounds. So that's
okay,
a lot
crazy
of meat,
though.
You know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just thinking, yeah, so I'll get it, and then this evening, you know, I'll you know, get it to you. So.
Okay. The carpet man supposed to come at 3:30. So, okay. But I got on Lifeline this morning. But we'll talk about it. Let's go ahead and finish
right.
up. You at 37.
Okay. So you want me to take it from 37?
Yes, sir. 37.
Right. Easy, right, man.
Oh, okay. It wasn't. Oh, that's not a. So wait. And indeed, we conferred a favor on thee another time before. Behold, we sent to thy mother by inspiration the message, throw the child into the chest and throw the chest into the river. The river will cast him up on the bank, and he will be taken up by one who is an enemy to me and an enemy to him. But I cast a garment of love over thee from me, this in order that thou mayest be reared under mine eye. Behold, thy sister goeth forth and said, shall I show you one who will nurse and rear the child? So we brought thee back to thy mother, that her eye might be cooled, and she should not grieve. Then thou didst slay a man, but we saved thee from trouble, and we tried thee in various ways. Then didst thou tarry a number of years with the people of Midian. Then didst thou come hither as a Dane, O Moses. And I have prepared thee for myself for service. So go thou and thy brother with my signs, and slacken not either of you in keeping me in remembrance. Go both of you to Pharaoh, for he has indeed transgressed all bounds, and speak to him mildly. Perchance he may take warning or fear Allah. They, Moses and Aaron, said, our Lord, we fear lest he hasten with insolence against us, or lest he transgress all bounds. He said, fear not. What did he say? Kala la takaf, kala la takafa. Fear not. Innani, for I am with you. I hear and see everything. So go ye both to him and say, verily, we are messengers sent by thy Lord. Send forth, therefore, the children of Israel with us, and afflict them not with a sign. Indeed, have we come from thy Lord, and peace to all who follow guidance. Verily, it has been revealed to us that the penalty awaits those who reject and turn away. When this message was delivered, Pharaoh said, who then, O Moses, is the Lord of you two? He said, our Lord is he who gave to each created thing its form and nature, and further gave it guidance. Pharaoh said, what then is the condition of previous generations? He replied, the knowledge of that is with my Lord. Duly recorded, my Lord never errs nor forgets. He who has made for you the earth like a carpet spread out. He enabled you to go about therein by roads and channels, and has sent down water from the sky. With it have we produced diverse pairs of plants, each separate from the others. Eat for yourselves and pasture your cattle. Verily, in this are signs for men endued with understanding. Section 3.
From the earth did we create you, and into it shall we return you, and from it shall we bring you out once again. And we showed Pharaoh all our signs, but he did reject and refuse. He said, Has thou come to drive us out of our land without magic, O Moses? But we can truly produce magic to match thine. So make a tryst between us and thee, which we shall not fail to keep, neither we nor thou, in a place where both shall have even chances. Moses said, your tryst is the day of the festival, and let the people be assembled when the sun is well up. So Pharaoh was due. He considered his plan and then came back. Moses said to them, woe to you. For is not ye a lie against Allah, lest he destroy you at once, utterly at chastisement. The forger must suffer failure. So they disputed one with another over their affair, but they kept their secret, their talk secret. They said, these two are certainly expert magicians. Their object is to drive you out from your land with their magic and to do away with your most cherished way. Therefore, concert your plan and then assemble and sell it rings. He wins all along today who gains up a hand. They said, O Moses, whether wilt thou to throw first, or let we be the first to throw? Moses, he said, nay, thou ye throw first. And he beheld their ropes and their rods. So it seemed to him, on account of their magic, began to move. They began to be in lively motion. So Moses conceived in his mind a sort of fear. He said, fear not, for thou hast indeed the upper hand. So that which is in thy right hand quickly will swallow up that which they have faith. For their faith is but a magician's trick, and magician succeeds not. So the magician was thrown down in prostration. He said, we believe in the Lord of Aaron and Moses. Who said, believe ye in him before I give you permission? Surely this must be your leader who has taught you magic. Be sure I will cut your hands and feet on opposite sides, and I will have you crucified on trunks of palm trees. So shall you know for certain which of us can be more severe and more lasting in punishment. They said, never shall we prefer thee to us come to us of the clear signs. For him who created us. So the decree whereof thou decreest to decree, for thou can only decree touching the life of this world. For us we have believed in our Lord. May he forgive us all faults and the magic to which thou didst compel us, for Allah is best and most abiding. Verily he who comes to his Lord at the sinner of judgment, for him is hell, then he shall neither die nor live. For such as come to him as believers who have worked righteous deeds for them are ranks exalted. Go into eternity, but even through so we will dwell then for us, such as the reward of those who purify themselves from evil. We sent an inspiration to Moses.
We sent an inspiration to Moses, travel by night with my servants, and strike a dry path for them through the sea without fear of being overtaken by Pharaoh, without any other fear. Then Pharaoh pursued them with his forces, but the waters completely overwhelmed them and covered them up. Pharaoh led his people astray instead of leading them aright. O ye children of Israel, we delivered you from your enemy, and we made a covenant with you on the right side of Mount Sinai. And we sent down to you manna and quails, saying, eat of the good thing we have provided for your sustenance, but commit no excess therein, lest my wrath should justly descend on you, and those on whom descends my wrath do perish indeed. But without doubt, I am also he that forgives again and again to those who repent, believe, and do right, who in fine are ready to receive true guidance. When Moses was up on the mount, Allah said, what made thee hasten in advance of thy people, O Moses? He replied, behold, they are close on my footsteps. I hasten to thee, O my Lord, to please thee. Allah said, we have tested thy people in thy absence. The Samaria has led them astray. So Moses returned to his people in a state of indignation and sorrow. He said, O my people, did not your Lord make a handsome promise to you? Did then the promise seem to you long in coming? Or did he desire that wrath should descend from your Lord on you? So you broke your promise to me? They said, we broke not the promise to thee as far as lay in our power, but we were made to carry the weight of the ornament of the whole people, and we threw them into the fire, and that was what the Samaria suggested. Then he brought out of the fire before the people the image of a calf. It seemed to low. So they said, this is your God and the God of Moses, but Moses has forgotten. Could they not see that it could not return them a word for answer, and that it had not power either to harm them or to do them good? Alhamdulillah. Yes.
I had already before this said to them, oh my people, you are being tested in this. Verily, your Lord is Allah, most gracious. So follow me and obey my command. They said, we will not cease to worship it. We will devote ourselves to it until Moses returned to us. Moses said, oh, Aaron, what kept thee back when thou sawest him going wrong from following me? Didst thou disobey my order? And replied, oh, son of my mother, seize not me. by my beard, nor by the hair of my head. Truly, truly fears least thou should say, thou hast caused a division among the children of Israel. And thou didst not observe my word. Moody said, what then is thy case, O Samurai? He replied, I saw what they saw not. So I took a handful of dust from the footprint of the messenger and threw it into the calf. Thus did my soul suggest to me. Moses said, get thee gone. By thy punishment in this life will be that thou will say, touch me not. And moreover, for a future tender, thou hast a promise that will not fail. Now look at the God of whom thou hast become a devoted worshiper. We will certainly burn it in a blazing fire and scatter it broadcast in the sea. But the God of you all is alive. There is no God but he. All things he comprehends and his knowledge. Let's relate to thee some of the stories of what happened before. For we have sent thee a reminder from us. If any of you turn away therefrom, valley, they will bear the burden on the day of judgment. They will abide in this state, and grievous will the burden be to them on that day. The day when the trumpet will be sounded, that day shall we gather the sinful blare eye with terror. And whispers they will consult each other. You tarry not longer than 10 days. We know best what they will say when the best.
They ask thee concerning the mountains, say, my Lord will uproot them and scatter them as dust. He will leave them as plain, smooth, and level. Nothing crooked or curved will thou see placed. On that day, they will follow the caller straight. No crookedness can they show him. All sounds shall humble themselves in the presence of Allah, most gracious. Nothing shall thou hear but a faint murmur. On that day shall no intercession avail except for those for whom permission has been granted by Allah, most gracious, and whose word is acceptable to him. He knows what happens to his creatures as before or after or behind them, but they shall not compass it with their knowledge. All faces shall be humble before him, the living, the self-subsisting, eternal. Hopeless indeed will be the man that carries iniquity on his back. But he who works deeds of righteousness and has faith will have no fear of harm, nor of any curtailment of what is his due. Thus have we sent this down, an Arabic Quran, and explained therein in detail some of the warnings in order that they may fear Allah, or that it may cause their remembrance of him. High above all is Allah, the King, the Truth. Be not in haste with the Quran before its revelation to thee is completed, but say, O my Lord, advance me in knowledge. Kul Rabbi Zidni Ilma. We have already beforehand taken the covenant of Adam, but he forgot, and we found on his part no firm resolve. When we said to the angels, prostrate yourself to Adam, they prostrated themselves, but not Iblis. He refused. Then we said, O Adam, verily this is an enemy to thee and thy wife. So let him not get you both out of the garden, so that thou art landed in misery. There is therein enough provision for thee not to go hungry, nor to go naked, nor to suffer from thirst, nor from the sun's heat. But Satan whispered evil to him. He said, O Adam, shall I lead thee to the tree of eternity and to a kingdom that never decays? In the result, they both ate of the tree, and so their nakedness appeared to them. They began to sew together for their covering leaves from the garden. Thus did Adam disobey his Lord and allow himself to be seduced. But his Lord chose him for his grace. He turned to him and gave him guidance. He said, get ye down, both of you, all together, from the garden with enmity one to another. But if, as is sure, there comes to you guidance from me, whosoever follows my guidance will not lose his way, nor fall into misery. But whosoever turns away from my message, verily for him is a life narrowed down, and we shall raise him up blind on the day of judgment. He will say, O my Lord, why hast thou raised me up blind while I had sight before? Allah will say, thus didst thou, when our signs came unto thee, disregard them, so wilt thou this day be disregarded. And thus do we recompense him who transgresses beyond bounds and believes not in the signs of his Lord. And the penalty of the hereafter is far more grievous and more enduring. Is it not a warning to such men to call to mind how many generations before them we destroyed, in whose haunts they now move? Verily, in this are signs for men endued with understanding.
Had not been for a word that went forth before from thy Lord, the punishment must necessarily have come, but there is a term appointed for respite. Therefore, be patient with what they say and celebrate constantly the praise of thy Lord before the rising of the sun and before its setting. Yes, celebrate them for part of the hours of the night and at the size of the day, that thou may be pleased. Now strain thy eyes and longing for the things we have given for enjoyment to party of them, the splendor of the life of this world, to which we test them, but the vision of thy Lord is better and more enduring. And draw in peril thy people and be constant therein. We ask thee not to provide sustenance we provided for thee, but the fruit of the hereafter is for righteousness. They say, why does not bring us a sign from his Lord? Has not a clear sign come to them of that, or in the form of books of revelation? Have we destroyed them with the punishment before this? They would have said, O Lord, if only thou hadst sent us a messenger, we should surely have followed thy signs before we were humbled and put to shame. Say, each one of us is waiting. Wait ye therefore, and soon shall you know who it is on a straight and even way, and who it is that has received guidance.
Alhamdulillah, we have just read. We are now at 17:30. All praises be to Allah. Brother Rashad, did you ever get on the site?
Say what? I was never able to get on. So
it's something that I think you're missing. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
What?
But go ahead.
I typed www.scmstemschool.com.
Yeah, that should have got you there. That should have did it.
I did that again and again.
Well, after
I mentioned that. I mentioned that this morning to a brother. You know, I didn't give him the site, but brother Jalal. You know, with Iman, after Iman had left, he leaves early sometime, I guess, for treatment or whatever. But I mentioned it to him, you know, and I mentioned that the 2005, but I didn't give him the website because I couldn't get on it, you know. So I didn't mention the actual website number.
Mm-hmm.
I did it several times because I said, well, maybe instead of a dot, I'm using a comma, you know. Then I carefully made sure it was a dot, and I carefully made sure that I spelled the words right, and I did that several times. But yesterday morning, I got in.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he did something she's still working on it, you know?
No, well, I, first of all, I got on Lifeline and I gave a great, I got to give it to myself. Cause everything makes you feel so good. You know, it's almost like you're almost getting arrogant, you know what I mean? Because I know this website is a tough website. Now I told my daughter to type in. Uh-huh. She got in. I told my stepdaughter to type it, and she got in. Everybody got in. I'm going to call you right back. Let me make this prayer. That's right. The sun is coming up.
All right. Yeah. You got to be the sun.
Okay. All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.